What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. Hour number four of our get-together, we affectionately call it the 9 o'clock stretch. Stretch it out. Yeah, it's for real. You're really supposed to stretch. Oh, you can stretch your mind, too. That's a good thing. It is 9:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And some of your top stories, President Trump wants to clean up D.C., and also he's going to meet with Vladimir Putin at the end of the week in Alaska. Details on all that coming up. But first, we've got a special guest joining us, senior fellow at the American Federation for Children, also founder of Black Minds Matter, Denisha Allen. Welcome back to the show. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. Thanks so much for having me on again.
Well, I figured it was appropriate. You're all you're big into school and everything about education and all that. Last time you joined us, you talked about some of the technological issues and kids and smartphones, and we appreciate that. And now it's the first day of school for our area, so we thought we'd have you back and talk about something I know is near and dear to your heart, and that is school choice. Tell me, why school choice so important?
Especially here in the great state, there are so many families who are now choosing the best educational option for their student, and they're really walking around with their feet. And right now we see where students are winning. School choice is personal to me because I got a scholarship myself to go to a private school after failing the third grade twice. And I really sought out to make school choice my mission in life, to make sure that no student endured trauma in school, because that's what a lot of students are, what's happening to a lot of students. And how befitting on the first day of school, school choice is just skyrocketing, not just in this state, but across the country. At the federal level, a federal tax credit scholarship program was passed. It was in Trump's big, beautiful bill to create more school options for every kid in America. And so we see where now, you know, kids are now going to be walking into learning environments just thriving and happy, which is sometimes what we don't see.
Well, no, a lot of times what happens if a child struggles like you did in the third grade and you're having difficulty reading and you didn't have anybody, I guess, to work with you really closely and consistently, I imagine you didn't look forward to going to school because you're thinking this is a failure-laden event. I don't want to be there, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. It was not a joyous occasion at all. It was something I did not look forward to. And I went to so many different schools, and everyone was just not the right fit for me. And it was not a good place. So much so, on the first day of school, you know, the typical story is you get a new backpack, you're, you know, getting a new outfit, and kids are, I was wearing pajamas. That's how much I did not want to go to school. But students today, we're changing that narrative. Slowly but surely, that narrative is changing. In the state of Florida, over 500,000 students are now going to the school of their choice. And that's outside the traditional, the singular one the government assigns to those students. And so it's been a great thing, and we're just so excited. Families are going and dropping their kids off, and you know they're dropping them off in places that they picked and said, "Hey, this might work for my kids."
Now, what are we going to do with underperforming schools? You know, at the end of the day, what are we going to do there that still serve a lot of areas and neighborhoods, but they're not performing and people are leaving those schools? You know, how do we go about making them better?
Yeah, unfortunately, you do see that parallel as well. With the increase in school choice options, you also see a decline in the number of schools that are, number of students that's going to public school, and those schools are then now shutting down, and rightfully so. You know, you don't want to hear those things. It sounds a little bit harsh, but if they're not going to be serving students, if schools are not going to be giving students the best options that it could possibly have, then they should no longer exist. And parents should be able to send their kids to the school that's going to work best for them. Yes, we want schools to have high academic outcomes. And if they're not, that's not the place that a kid should be going. Unfortunately, you know, you rewind the clock back about 15 years, and parents had no other option. If a student was not performing well, if it wasn't a great fit for their kid, they had no choice but to still send their kid to that school. Right now what's happening is now parents have a choice. Parents can say, hey, you know what, this school is not the best for my kid, and they can direct their funds to a different environment for their kid to thrive. And that's what we want to see happen.
You know, we've talked about education on talk radio for years and years, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of that. And really, when we boil it down, a lot of times it comes to, you know, the parents. It comes to preparing the child for school and then, you know, kind of tough loving them through and guiding them through the process. You know, changing schools isn't necessarily going to address that issue, is it?
No, not necessarily. But it definitely helps when you have a learning environment that parents agree on, that's going to, you know, be in tandem with the family and support the students in those areas of need. You know, me, for instance, I failed the third grade twice, and I did not come from a intact family. My mother had me at the age of 16, and a lot of the areas where I did struggle academically could have been mediated a little bit at home. However, students are required to go to school. Students are mandated, not just like a small requirement. They're mandated to go to school in our country. And for the most part, they're spending more hours in a school building than they are at home with their families. And so families really trust the system to give their kids a high quality education. And if we mandate that kids go to an institution, we should be pouring all that we can into those institutions to make sure that they're high quality.
Yeah, it's I guess what you were looking for is a good fit, and you found an environment where it was very supportive. Even though you had been struggling, you found great support, and you were able to overcome, you know, your shortcomings, you know, in the previous years. And so it's kind of what I guess I would call in radio would be like the energy of the room. You know, we have this, you know, the staff and the positivity around, and that makes everybody eager. Same thing in the classroom. So you were surrounded by other kids
right.
that were eager to learn and succeed.
That's exactly right. I love that. And I think you hit it spot on. That environment looks different for every student. And, you know, we are now at a point in time where everything is customizable, and education is now moving toward that customization, where parents can find the sweet sauce, that environment where their kids thrive, and provide those opportunities for them to get a high quality education. And it really is about environment. you know, the traditional public school system, they're now trying to customize and provide new alternatives to learning so that they can attract students back into the district schools, because they see that that's what parents want. And that's exactly what, you know, will need to happen in the traditional system. If they want to continue to attract families, they have to provide something different. They have to, one, make sure that they're doing what parents want them to do. And parents don't, what parents are telling us is that they don't want to be assigned to a school based on where they live. They really want to have environments that is customizable, free-flowing, and directed by them.
Well, competition is certainly one of the things that made this nation great. Why should it be any different with education? So make it competitive, and they try to draw the parents and the students, and let the best schools succeed. We appreciate you
That's
very much,
right.
Denisha.
Thank you so much, Bob. Have a great one. Happy back to school.
All right. Thank you. Denisha Allen, Senior Fellow at the American Federation for Children and founder of Black Minds Matter. And, yep, we appreciate what's going on today. Mm-hmm. Back to school day.
Woo.
Yeah. Party time for parents, kids, maybe not so much.
Not so much, no.
It is 9:16. You're listening to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 97.3 The Sky.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
His name is Little, but his field goal was big.
What?
We're talking about Cam Little.
Oh, yeah.
9:22 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And we know you're busy, so we make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast of every minute, every issue on demand, one place, free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, or iHeart, just hit subscribe. Yeah, he hit a 70-yard field goal. Cam Little, Jacksonville Jags, NFL record, 70 yards. Have you ever tried to kick a football? Like through, like just goofing around?
Not like in a real goalpost,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, when you're a little kid, you know, one of the games we'd play, like in the backyard, you know, kick the football. And once you could kick it over the fence, well, nobody wanted to play anymore because then you had to fetch the ball. But that's about the extent of anybody was ever able to make it over a 4 or 5 foot chain link fence. And then after that, I mean, you know, most of us don't keep practicing or kicking. And you'd be surprised how difficult it is just to kick, you know, 15 yards, let alone 70.
That's
70
amazing.
Yards.
That's amazing.
Is this going to be like running when you break, you know, nobody will break the 5-minute mile, nobody break the 4-minute mile. It'll never happen. And then all of a sudden it happens like regularly.
Yeah.
I wonder if this will be true in field goals because, think about it. If you're a coach, you're like, well,
yeah.
I mean, what's the use? I'd rather kick and maybe get an advantageous situation on defense than to try to put points up when the odds are way against us from this far out.
Right.
But now, maybe not so much. One of the other things that might change is because of the Lions, we're so famous for going for it on fourth down, although it did hurt them a couple times. Most of the time, it was very successful, and I wonder if we'll see that this season as well. More teams going for it on fourth down instead of kicking the ball away. But that was pretty cool. By the way, the Jags lost anyway, 31-25, but it's preseason. They lost to Pittsburgh. The Bucs won 29-7 over the Titans, and Kyle Trask, former Gator, looked very, very good. The Dolphins played to a tie, 24 apiece, them in Chicago. Tom Brady got his statue outside of Gillette Stadium.
It's huge.
It is. It's I think it's 12 foot tall.
Yeah.
But overall, I think the whole thing with platform and everything is about 17 feet up in the air. And he deserves it. And and he had a lot of fun with it too. And he was cracking jokes. And he said, "Hey, for the first time in my life, Boston sports writers will have to describe me as chiseled." So it's
good.
A major win. And
that's a good one.
He pretended like he got a call from Bill Belichick. And Belichick said, "Well, you know, the statue could use improvement." Kind of one of his regular lines, even when the Patriots were like playing there, just playing like crazy, winning. He said, "Yeah, we can, you know, we could work for improve." Yeah, he always pretty stoic.
Yeah.
But anyway, congratulations, Tom Brady.
Nice.
And congratulations to Jen Powell. Do you recognize the name?
She's not probably a household name yet.
If you're a baseball fan,
you
she
should
is.
Know her, yes. Absolutely.
Umpire.
Yep.
Jen Powell, now you know.
Now you know.
First major league woman umpire?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I mean, they're kind of behind the curve, you know, the NBA.
Yeah.
I don't know about the NHL. Do they have any female officials?
I thought about that.
Yeah.
NFL and, NBA got them.
And the, the NBA. She's 48 years old. She's from New Jersey. And she worked a couple of games over the weekend. And as far as I can tell, she did pretty well. And she was a big-time softball player at Hofstra University back in the day. And then she umpired for more than a decade at the amateur level. She worked AAA games and stuff. In fact, she was the first female ump in 34 years in the minors.
So she's working her way up the ladder, if you will.
Yeah, and so hopefully, once again, you break through this glass ceiling, mm-hmm. and it won't be an issue what gender the person is. It'll be a matter of, can they get the job done?
Yep.
Which, guess what, is always the way it should have been and should be. Can you do the job? Then your gender doesn't really matter. Don't frankly care what color you are or anything else.
You know
can
the
you
game.
Get the job done?
Yes.
Can you get it right? The vast majority of the time, because nobody's perfect.
No.
Hey, remember Wingman?
Oh, yeah.
If I even say that word, you know what I think of immediately?
What's that?
Chicken wings.
I do, too. But he called himself Obama's wingman.
Yeah.
But yet, for some reason, ever since then, there's supposed to be this whole separation between the president.
Yes, and the DOJ.
But he was proudly Obama's wingman.
I can't remember how many years ago it was, but it was a long time ago, and I said, the president appoints the head of the DOJ.
Yes.
And then, from there forward, you're supposed to pretend like you barely know each other.
Exactly.
We're completely
exactly.
independent off. I don't even know that guy over there.
Yeah, but they didn't even, man.
They didn't try it, but at least they didn't appear to hide it at all through the years. But, yeah, now Eric Holder's coming out, and, well, basically, you're going to see what the lefty media and the lefty politicians are, make sure they're all on the same page, and that basically, Trump is weaponizing the government. It's like, no, Trump caught you all doing that. Now you're trying to point the finger again for something that you've already done. And he was on Meet the Press, former Attorney General Eric Holder. He said President Trump has launched investigations into many of his perceived political foes. This was actually the question of Kristen Welker. She was interviewing him, and she loves to do these leading questions. President Trump has launched investigations into many of his perceived political foes. I don't think there's perceived. There is political foes. They try to have the man in prison, for God's sakes. Perceived political, like Trump's the paranoid one. Yeah. Hey, Trump's being spied on. Wow, Trump says he's being spied on. Uh-huh. Boy, is he paranoid. No, actually, he was right. Yeah. The dossier is a lie. It's all fake. Oh, of course he's going to defend himself. What's in the dossier is not very flattering. Again, Trump was right. The dossier was completely fraudulent. And we could go on and on and on and on. But why let facts get in the way of a good interview on Meet the Press? Good job, wingman. Yeah. 9:29 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we're making Mondays great. It's back to school. We got you covered. And in about 15 minutes, we'll have things that make you smile. So good things are coming on the Bob Rose Show. Live and local, 97.3 The Sky.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is Monday, but we're going to make it great. 9:38 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Some of your top stories. President Trump, he wants to clean up D.C. And, of course, everybody, wow, crime rate's actually down here. Give me a break. Yeah, you're not reporting it right. There's some they're not even writing up. Come on, man.
No.
It's a dangerous place. And everybody knows it. So I don't know why they're playing games with that. They want to try to position Trump as the authoritarian. He's going to bring in the federales, man. He's trying to make it safe for people that live there and visit there. Washington, D.C. is a great draw. It draws millions of tourists every year. And he wants to keep it or get it to where it's in, you know. He wants to make it great again. How's that?
Yeah, I like that.
Also, he's going to get together with Pootie Poot, the Putin man. Alaska, I guess, is where they're going to find some common ground there. I don't know if Sarah Palin's going to be there. I don't know if they're going to do it maybe on her porch.
Oh, well, they could.
They're going to have a little, but they're going to sit down. They're going to talk about Ukraine. They're going to talk about Zelensky behind his back. Man, can you believe that guy? No.
But if you notice, we talked about this earlier, how the networks, pretty much 90% have ignored the fact that we actually are trying to get him to the summit, Zelensky. But they keep saying, like, well, but, you know, he's not going to be there. They say it's no good if they don't get him there. It's like they act like that the vice president's not talking to him.
Did any of them, including then President Biden, ever use the P word when it came to Ukraine?
No.
I never heard them use the P word. And I'm talking about peace. Did Biden ever do that? He was so happy sending weapons, money, whatever, you know, and never. I heard discussions about peace. Well, here we know this, that for like three and a half years, Biden never spoke to Putin. Never.
Not at all.
What kind of leader?
Yeah.
And I guess toward the end, they said, well, you can talk to him, but he's not going to remember the conversation, so why bother? I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
That's
just crazy to think they went that long. You know, his administration, they did not have conversations.
But Israel does one thing in retaliation for the slaughter that they suffered, and the first thing you hear is, cease fire. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hypocrisy, anyone?
Please. Hey, you know, there's lots of talk about Alcatraz.
Oh, yeah.
In our own.
Our alligator Alcatraz.
That's right. Alligator Alcatraz.
Famous.
Well, it's based on what? The real Alcatraz, which just happens. Just so happens that on this day, in 1934, it was the first group of federal prisoners that were classified as the most dangerous. This first day they arrived at Alcatraz Island.
That's crazy.
A 22-acre rocky outcrop situated 1.5 miles offshore in San Francisco Bay. Yep, the convicts, the first civilian prisoners to be housed in the new high-security penitentiary, joined a few dozen military prisoners left over from the island's days as a U.S. military prison. Wow. So, I thought it actually, you know, may have gone back a little bit further than that.
Well, it kind of shows how short a span, in a way, it was really open.
Yes.
If you think about it.
Yeah.
So, I think that's probably why we assume it had to go back farther than it did.
Well, they got their first arrivals, like I say, on this day in 1934. And later on in the month, though, more shiploads arrived featuring, among other convicts, infamous mobster Al Capone.
Oh, man.
Yep. And then in September, George Machine Gun Kelly, which some people think is a musical act. I guess
no.
It is. But initially,
in
it's based on this character, you know, from the land of organized crime. Wow.
A lot of history there, though. You have the escapees. Then you've got Is It Haunted? And you've got tours. And then, of course, Trump talking about reopening it, which I don't think they will really do that. It would cost so much to do.
When I was in the area last year, we didn't have time to do the Alcatraz thing. We're a little too pressed, but it was something that, I wouldn't mind. Wouldn't mind seeing. I think it'd be a cool little tour.
Such historic landmark.
Yeah. Yeah. Dean Cain, Superman. I think. I thought everybody liked him.
Yeah, but, you did a great story on him Friday.
Well, yeah, he volunteered to join ICE.
Yeah.
And this is not a big stretch for him. He's a reserve officer now, and he's been a reserve officer for a couple different jurisdictions. He's a pro-law enforcement.
Yeah.
I mean, he's Superman, of course.
Absolutely. Red, white, and blue.
But apparently, the actor, John Leguizamo.
Yeah.
He doesn't like him. Because John Leguizamo, he's a big-time lefty nutbag.
Okay.
Hey, he can act. I've seen him in many things. He has talent. He's just he doesn't have much else between his ears other than the ability to act.
Gotcha.
So why are you picking on Dean Cain? Of course, because it's all political for the lefties.
Yeah.
He probably doesn't even know Dean Cain. but he had to write something nasty about him.
Oh, brother.
He said, he said something like, here you go. What kind of loser volunteers to be an ICE officer?
Loser.
Yeah. Leguizamo said that in a post. He said, what a moron. Dean Kane, your pronouns are has been.
How tacky.
Yeah.
How tacky is that?
Yeah. So what did Dean Kane wrote? He said, about Leguizamo? He said, yeah, he's a good actor. I like his stuff. Took the high road, of course.
Of course he would. That's who he is.
Kane's plan to join ICE followed an announcement by the Department of Homeland Security that they're recruiting of 10,000 new ICE agents, and DHS Secretary Kristi Noem also suspended the age requirement for the job and reportedly has nearly 80,000 applications already. Yeah.
Oh, wow. What a bunch of losers, huh?
Yeah.
Americans.
I wonder how many of that 80,000 realize, you're not going to answer directly to Kristi. She's not going to be a boss.
Oh, that's why you think some of them signed up.
It's like, oh, yeah, with those eyes, you tell me what to do. I'll go do it. but anyway, 80,000 applicants.
That's amazing.
America.
Yeah.
And awesome. And I don't know what this guy Leguizamo's problem is.
Well, I think you already described it. He's a lefty.
And you know why he says hasn't been? Because Kane's worked on other things that maybe more family-friendly type productions.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Leguizamo has played some really pretty slimy characters. And you know what? He's portrayed them extremely well.
Maybe too well? If
perhaps. Just saying.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yes, he's been involved, Dean Kane, that is, in public safety, served as a reserve police officer with two different police departments, currently a reserve deputy with the Frederick County Sheriff's Department in Virginia. Oh, and by the way, and this might have significance in the story.
Okay.
Dean Kane comes from immigrant roots. His biological father was Japanese. His ancestors personally experienced what many considered an egregious U.S. policy some 80 years ago.
Wow.
Members of his extended family were interned in a Japanese relocation camp in Idaho during World War II by Franklin Roosevelt, his administration.
So he knows a little more about this than others might know.
Kane said immigration has to be legal. Those here illegally have the opportunity to self-deport, and many of the agents rounding up criminals themselves come from immigrant families.
True.
Our ICE agents, who are amazing men and women, are incredible. And they're black, and they're brown, and they're green, and they're yellow, and Japanese, and whatever. They're a cross-section of Americans. I'm not sure he was referring to it, the green, but... was his reference, not mine.
Well, I think just in general. It doesn't matter what color you are. But what you mentioned on Friday, I mean, a high percentage are Hispanic.
Yes, they're, yeah.
So,
if they want to, maybe 40% or more. He said the fact that these men and women are doing their jobs, are getting vilified, I had to stand up with them and for them because I think it takes people standing up to change the culture.
Here you go. I like that. Gotta love it.
So he still has a little Superman in him.
Oh, yeah.
It is 9:47 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And guess what? It's your turn. Here's all you have to do. Come up with some positive, upbeat thoughts. You know, like count your blessings even when other big things are going on. Count your blessings and share them with us. We call it Things That Make You Smile. And it's brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. So don't be shy. Call in now. 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Another day in paradise, another reason to smile. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Good morning, Pete. What's making you smile?
The old Rocky and Bullwinkle cartoon show. You know, in today's media, we see so many Russian women, beautiful Russian women, whether they're ballerinas, newsmakers themselves, or reporters. commentators. I just wish that one of the guys that's interviewing these lovely Russians would get him to say moose and squirrel. Thank you, Bob.
Was that Natasha? Was that her name? Uh-huh. Grandpa, what's making you smile?
What makes me smile is the fact that NASCAR has a brand new fastest driver with a certified speed of 341.8 recorded at Seattle Nationals. Her name is Brittany Force.
Oh, yeah. We love the Force family. Shep, what's making you smile?
Larky and Bullwinkle was imperialist propaganda against Soviet Union. I just had to throw that in there. Anyway, my 2013 Sonata, I had a problem with it, almost 225,000 miles on it. It would take 10 minutes for the AC to cool down. There's a valve in the compressor that is known to act up. Had the system discharged, $50 for the valve, 3 hours of my time. It is now a meat locker in here again.
Wow, and that makes you smile. Sam, what's making you smile?
Good morning, fellas. I have Monday's tidbit of useless information for everyone. The space between your eyebrows is called a glabella. For liberals, it's called the dead zone.
Or unibrow. Hollywood, what's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, guys. First of all, my daughter and her family finally moved out of upstate New York to Colorado Springs. It's a little bit better. The other thing is, my wife and I just celebrated our 8-year anniversary, and as you guys know, my first wife passed away after 38 years of marriage, so God still has life after the death of a loved one. God bless you guys, and God bless America.
God bless you. And The Smoking Gun is next, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. President Trump putting out on his social media, Truth Social, talking about Nancy Pelosi. He said he was talking about Nancy Pelosi and her husband. He said these two very average minds beat all of the super geniuses on Wall Street, thousands of them. It's all inside information. Senator Josh Hawley, working on putting together a law, said, yeah, despite never having an income over $200,000, she's got tens of millions of dollars she made. Yep, maybe the information that she's privy to turns out to be pretty darn valuable. It also could be the smoking gun. And it is the smoking gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card, buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.